Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Sunburn by John Lesquois, performed by Luke Daniels.
To Leslie Lesquois and to Pat Gallagher Jones, I would like to thank the San Francisco Foundation for its encouragement and support. For this new edition, I'd especially like to thank Barbara Sawyer, who is responsible for its resurrection. There is something bittersweet and wonderful about seeing an old, long-out-of-print book reemerge into the light of day. It's bittersweet because the person who wrote the book has changed into an entirely different being from the idealistic and ambitious young man who set out to write what he hoped would be the first book of a long literary career. My initial naive vision of the writing life never considered the possibility of a sustained oeuvre, which has now reached the majestic total of 20 books. I thought that the way it worked was you wrote one novel so unforgettable, so true, and so sweeping that everybody in the world read it, think To Kill a Mockingbird, and then after that, you were somehow magically transformed into an author for life. Little did I realize back then that authors who made a living at this noble profession tended to write a book every year or at least every couple of years. So, since Sunburn was going to be my one shot at literary immortality, I felt I had to throw everything I had into it. As I first set down the blank pages next to my typewriter, yes, a typewriter, it was that long ago, I dared for the very first time to let myself imagine that I might be creating a real book, something important that would have a life beyond my own. And if that was what it was going to be, I wouldn't be satisfied with a pedestrian story told in the regular fashion. No, I'd of course first have to set it in Europe, a la Hemingway and Fitzgerald.